Psalms 131, 2, Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice, let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Proverbs 3:5-7, Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Yes, I had been sitting and blinking with my thoughts tortured early in the morning as usual by those remote cyberstalkers. Well, I know it is hard for someone else to hear, but those who have ears that can pick up noises like animals and kids. Even men older than me and in their 80s have heard them but were able to only sympathize in haplessness at seeing me suffer and at their brutality. These people are not able to accept this and think it is brutally inhumane because of my education and social background when they are not aware of my family and who I am, and that impact will be greater because my great-great-grandfather is one of those educated individuals or a graduate of his days. Well, I got to know that it is the culture that counts, and so the impact should be greater. Then, I brought myself back to reading the Bible. I found that this is how they will harass me because I got lost in my thoughts and was harassed to be distracted because of the first verse, which will remind me of the vision or dream that I had about Pradeep pulling me into his darkest traps, from which God was unsuccessful in saving me many times, which continued the next day when he was able to save me. This was like Joseph helping King Pharaoh of Egypt by getting to know of the famine that would hit his land and having plans to have all the people fed and even be in a position to help. But my trust was let down in 2019. This is not to make someone feel guilty about their faith in God and tell about this person when he started stalking me. I did ask and share about his purpose and visit to YMCA restaurant, and then have these cyberstalkers claim that he smiled at me, and I returned it back to him. Then I got to read the next set of verses, gathering my sleeves up. That reminded me to continue from yesterday's reflection about judging others' faith. This is about how we respond in trying times. For some people, they are able to think of the Lord, but for others, they are not able to and forget to share time with the Lord. This is why, here in India, they discuss having to drink and be merry in the name of the Lord rather than partying with the devil. But for me, drinking and being merry with the Lord is easier, unlike what they say here, but I keep my sleeves up and tight, thinking of the Lord when I am distressed and troubled. I get into problem-solving mode or am so saddened in pain that I am even unable to call out to the Lord. But then people started making me feel that I am not reclining on the Lord but walking away from Him and that I am struggling when I realized that, for me, they do not agree with persecution because my culture is sub-ethnic and my family habits do not suit their desires. This could be the evil of lacking patience and tolerance so that we remain one in mind with Christ rather than falling prey to convictions, such as the cause here being Indian, Tamil, racist, cultural, and so on, that will make us fascists. As we saw the other day, what the Lord calls fear of the Lord is us getting indulged into evil dispositions or falling prey to the evil and wicked ways and deserting or turning into the stray sheep. This is because the Lord loves us, and we need to have this fear of the Lord in us and fear this fear of the Lord because we will lose our safer home with the Lord and His love by allowing the devil to share our tables. This is because we cannot serve two masters, and if we think that for time being to relieve my trauma and torture that I will walk having merry and fun with those wicked people, help myself from being tortured, and then I can always ask the Lord to forgive and turn my ways towards the Lord, then we are wrong. The Lord does not respond unless we are fervent, and this is why those who are doing well are thinking their prosperity is from the Lord and judging our faith less. We will not be heard shouting to the Lord from the darkest pits if we have walked willingly with the devil and will be in despair and lose ourselves unless we are reclining on the Lord, and that moment will be fervent and earnest, in other words, penitent. This is what I still remember, how the pastor, during his sermon, insisted on being penitent as more important than repentance, for penitence will automatically give way to repentance helping us to do things that need to be done in the time of the Lord. For we have submitted ourselves to the will of God for His better plans for us that are better than what we think is good for us. He has more foresight than us.